Shane Black was at one point the hottest screenwriter in Hollywood in the 90s. He wrote The Long Kiss Goodnight, which was a film that starred Samuel Jackson and, believe it or not, the hot actress of the moment, Gina Davis. That's how long ago that was. It was directed by Gina's husband, Rennie Harlan. And I seem to recall Shane Black earning something like $3 million for the screenplay. Then he kind of disappeared for about 10 years before directing Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Of course, Shane Black's biggest hit was that he wrote Lethal Weapon. So he wrote Lethal Weapon, The Last Boy Scout. So he had these sort of mixed racial buddy movies with, of course, Gibson, Mel Gibson, Danny Glover, and then he had Bruce Willis, and the guy that was in Last Boy Scout with him, I think it was, is it a Wayans brother? I believe it was Damon Wayans. And then he did Long Kiss Goodnight. Then finally he directed his own movie, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which was starred Robert Downey Jr. and Val Kilmer. Robert Downey Jr. playing the honorary African-American role. And by that, the hip, cool role. And, of course, that kind of pushed his career back into the frame, ultimately leading to his Iron Man movies as an actor. And I think that Robert Downey Jr. pushed to repay the favor of what Shane Black had done for his career by having him write and direct Iron Man 3. And it was his great job with Iron Man 3 that landed him the job writing and I think directing the movie Predator that comes out in 2018. But he wrote and directed The Nice Guys, and that's where we are now. So because Shane Black is first and foremost a screenwriter and one of the great screenwriters of the last 20 years in terms of Hollywood's success and just pure buzz, one of the few screenwriters whose screenplays became an event du jour in the pre-Quentin Tarantino Hollywood, brings us to The Nice Guys. Nice Guys has the hallmarks of a Shane Black screenplay, super tight, clever, full of things that come up and then circle back. If there's a Hollywood class in screenwriting, the Shane Black screenplays occupy a pantheon of tightness. And this movie about a pair of private investigators kind of down in their luck, PIs, investigating the suicide of a fading porn star in the late 70s and 79, kind of comes off as it's a tight movie. It brings you perfectly into the world of the late 70s, early 80s, and a takeaway from the movie, having watched it, is that it's sort of a shame that it doesn't occupy more screen time. These kind of movies now, it takes so much time to develop characters that the format of the moment du jour is the long-form television series, whether it's on Netflix, Amazon, HBO. But when an artist spends so much time curating the characters, that when you develop characters that with subtlety and cleverness, as Gosling and Crow do here, you sort of hate to see them disappear after 2 hours. And certainly you could have added another 10 hours of sort of capers to their what is really a movie about, not so much about the plot, but just sort of a mood. Even Kim Basinger shows up for the L.A. Confidential role. But so what we have here is the last of a dying format, which is the two-hour film. When you with these type of characters, you won't see this type of movie made with these type of characters, because it lends itself to so much more content, and there's such a hunger for content from so many new networks and so many shows. I mean, AMC, HBO, Showtime. Just for starters, FX. So the driving economics is such that you just won't see a lot of movies made featuring this type of clever writing, this type of slow burn story. And in effect, what we have here with Gosling and Crowe is two A-listers who probably, you could call this movie True Detective Season 3, add 8 more hours onto it after the movie ends, and there would be very little complaining. and there'd be, I think, more financial upside. So I think that's what we'll see here. But this is a flashback to the 90s, and of course, as Lethal Weapon, Last Boy Scout style, Shane Black. And it's good preparation for his movie, which makes more sense as a movie, his next movie, Predator, which with all of its visual effects and kinesiology lends itself more to the two-hour format. So yeah.